Good morning, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the morning of the 24th of March in the year of our Lord 2015. The time now here in Biafra land is 8 a.m. in the morning. We are coming to you slightly early. And we have come that we may preach this very gospel on this very day. We understand that Jonathan is coming to Abba, that Theodore, the man that wrecked Abba, is also here. Therefore, if you're listening via CHK 97.6, if you are listening to us via satellite, if you have joined us via any of our online portals, of course, we welcome you gladly. We welcome you with open arms. This is your platform. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. In keeping with our tradition on this very noble, or I should say most noble of radio stations, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We were not able to come to you yesterday due to network difficulties. We have managed to patch it up this morning. And we are continuing to see what we can do in the propagation of the gospel of restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. Therefore, I will encourage you, I will ask you to tell those around you, inform them and let them know that Radio Biafra is on, that we are live, we are direct. Tell them that on this platform we worship Chukwu Abiama, the maker of the heavens and the earth, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher, creation itself. Because without Chukwu Abiama, we cannot get where we are today. Therefore, as always, we offer every praise, every adoration. We kneel, we bow, we prostrate. We offer supplication, we offer prayers, we offer sacrifice. There is nothing we are not capable of sacrificing and offering to heaven. Therefore, we welcome you. As you can hear the siren going, you can hear them, the animals and the bastards all over the place, the fools and the vagabonds. The whale siren all over the place, Chukwu Abiama, you can see them. And we ask you please to blind them. We ask you to destroy these agents of darkness, these people that have made mockery of the lives of men. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We are back right now, I presume. And we are transmitting, of course. We are transmitting. We are live and we are direct. And this is Radio Biafra. We were told that we lost signal nearly 8 minutes ago. And in a manner of speaking, I may have to recap. I may need to recap. This is Radio Biafra. As I was saying earlier on, before I was interrupted by network limitations, I was saying that Buhari went to Onitsha yesterday. Jonathan is today coming to Abba. With him is the thief. I never thought in my life that in Abba somebody could be worse than Ojo Zokalo. Theodore is worse than Ojo Zokalo, is an angel compared to Theodore. The same way that the person coming after Theodore will be worse than Theodore. So eventually, you will all end up crying as usual. Therefore, do not go out to vote. We don't support these elections for the simple reason that every 4 years we vote, every 4 years they kill us, every 4 years we are abandoned to rot away as an abandoned corpse. Abba is decayed today because people voted for these politicians. If we had told you 4 years ago to boycott the elections, you would think, oh no, what are they talking about? But you voted for them. Did you get anything? The answer is no. So why don't you let them know how upset you are? So who knows? They might do something to help. Yoruba is waxing very strong. Do you know why? Because Yoruba is always saying no. Yoruba is always in opposition. And that is why they always get what they are looking for. But all of you doing yes, 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 let's follow them. I remember somebody telling me once, oh, why don't you take it easy on the British and be nice to them? And I said, have you not noticed that the Muslims who are killing the British are the ones that get everything? Britain gives the zoo aid, what they call aid, which is, I don't know if it's 500 million pounds a year. Do you know what they said? That they should spend that money on Boko Haram. The same Boko Haram killing them. They want you to even spend more money on Ubawasa people. The fact of the matter is that when you behave like a fool, somebody is cheating you, and you keep answering, sa, 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 hane, mebu yena, sa, sa, the person will gladly dismiss you and abandon you because you are nobody. We don't want that to happen here. We don't want that to continue. That is why we are live and we are direct. We are preaching this very gospel that humanity may be able to understand our need, our concerns, and our quest for freedom. This is Radio Biafra. I have some people with me here in the studio, but I have not allowed them to speak because we are entering a very critical phase of this very effort. I don't want them to know those who are around me. Very, very important. So you bear with us. You will bear with us. Once again, when our lines open, the number remains 081-653-26272. I repeat, 081-653-26272. We have our inquiry line. Anything you want to know, if you need to know who your coordinator is, anything at all you wish to discover, it is 090-907-76589. 090. This is our inquiry line, not the studio line, please. If you call this line, you will get every information that you need. If you want to offer assistance of any sort, you also will be able to do it here. 090-907-76589. That is the inquiry line. But the studio line here is 081-653-26272. We happen to also be on Skype. We are on Viber. I hope they work due to network limitations, but I'm praying that they do so. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. I will now go ahead without further hesitation. And first of all, I don't know if I've apologized well enough for us not coming to you last night due to network problems. It is no fault of ours. The network is very, very bad, extremely poor indeed. That is why you need to support us to purchase this very equipment. We have gone halfway or more than halfway. We wanted $12,000. Now we have $7,000. So we are looking for another $5,000. We are looking for $5,000. And I expect only one or two people from outside. I am not asking those at home to contribute. It's only for those outside to purchase this very equipment. Your transmitter was bought by your brothers and sisters in the diaspora. So whenever you see somebody from abroad saying, I belong to IPUB family, I support Radio Biafra, you need to thank them. They are the ones that bought the transmitter. I think there is one or two people from here that insisted and contributed towards the transmitter. The transmitter is here with us, bought by people in diaspora. They said we are not united. Oh, they don't love each other. The transmitter represents the very first time that Biafrans from everywhere in the world agreed on something and did it. They never knew who we were. Some of them never saw me before. From USA to Canada to South America to Asia to Europe, everywhere to Australia. Everybody contributed. When I mean everybody, those who are hardcore, diehard. Some will take credit now that our transmitter is here. But we thank all of you all the same. If you see somebody from abroad and they tell you they are IPOB, you must hug them and embrace them because they love you. They just bought you the most powerful transmitter in Africa as we speak. When we finish working on it, somebody in Morocco can tune their radio and get Radio Biafra. The zoo is indeed finished. We continue this very morning as we promised you because we are live and we are direct. And this is Radio Biafra. That the zoo and others are the worst countries to have access to energy. The zoo has no electricity. It produces crude oil. That is why I call them monkeys and baboons. You have crude oil, but lo and behold, you cannot. You are infinitely incapable of generating electricity. And that is very, very sad indeed. The zoo and others have the world's worst energy access. The way they write the news here doesn't make any sense at all to me, unless you are highly educated. What they should say is that the zoo we mean is Nigeria. When we say the zoo, we are talking about the Zoological Republic presided over by a zoologist in Goodluck Jonathan. The zoo is Nigeria, and every Nigerian is a baboon or a monkey. Choose one, because you're an animal. You have crude oil, you don't have electricity. You have gas, there is no electricity. People have no shame. And when somebody has no shame, you have no dignity, you have no essence, you have no right to exist. You claim you're a Nigerian, a proud Nigerian. You have crude oil. With crude oil, you produce fuel, you produce diesel, you produce paraffin, you produce kerosene, you produce engine oil, everything that is oil. They call it crude oil because it contains everything in one. When you then go to the refinery and refine it, you from the same barrel of crude oil, you separate petrol. From the same barrel of crude oil, you bring out kerosene. You bring out oil from one barrel. Most of you don't teach you at school, do they? If you want to learn, you come to Radio Biafra. That is called crude oil because it is not refined. The opposite of crude means refined. It is crude oil because it contains everything, bitumen, everything is there. And do you know, from the same crude oil, there is a byproduct or the waste from crude oil processing that you derive plastic from. Plastic. But we travel all the way to China to go and import plastic to roof. You know, the new ceiling, the new craze, the long plastic from China. Do you know that standard polyplastic in Omaha could have done that? Do you know that? But people prefer to travel all the way to China to go and import it, when the same product can be made with simple plastic. Plastic, if you melt your plastic bucket, you can use it to do that type of sealing. That is why I call Nigerians monkeys and baboons. You don't reason. Radio Biafra is a global phenomenon. As I said yesterday, or was it 2 days ago? Do you know that every engineer we have on Radio Biafra is a Biafran? Do you know that no white man helped us to set up Radio Biafra? Are you aware of that? Do you know that? I believe in self-help. That is why when people dwell too much on money, I know they're not serious. We built Radio Biafra out of nothing. That we are today in a position where people can give us 1 million without looking back. But when we started, if we had gone to somebody and said, oh, we need 1 million naira from you, they'll talk to us. Because now they know that Radio Biafra can be trusted. That is why people, somebody can dip hands inside his pocket and decide to give us 1 million, 2 million, 3 million without even blinking. Without blinking. Why is that? And these are people who are abroad, you know, mind you, not politicians. All over the world. People that believe in the truth. And the funniest thing is that they are very shy. They don't want their names to be mentioned. But this one, I remember our brother Chika, that funded all the FM, CHK 97, was paid for by one person. By one person in dollars. I mean tens of thousands of dollars. One human being. Soso Chika. That's why we named it CHK. He said, no, don't. I said, you must be dreaming. That's why it's called CHK 97.6. Chika funded it. Do you know what it means? To put hands inside your pocket and produce first installment $60,000 without blinking, without looking back. Do you know what that means? And people ask us, why do we want Biafra? You don't love yourselves. These people, I never knew them before. I'm on the how. I don't know who they are. But that's to show you that they care about you and they want you to receive this very message. As I said, as soon as we are ready, we'll go on TV. We will cover the whole world with the truth. And that truth will set us free. The zoo don't have access to electricity because the people in it cannot reason because they are animals. I will keep saying it until it sinks in. The reason why you cannot generate electricity is because you are an animal. Because everything you need to generate light, you have it. Crude oil, you have. Coal. You know coal at Enugu? Do you know the China you're going to go and import plastic? Have you asked yourself, how does China produce electricity? Do you know what they're using? Surprise, surprise, they use coal-fired power stations. I repeat, they use coal-fired power station. When, where do you find coal? In Biafra land. Enugu. Is that correct? So, now the question is, China is using their own coal to produce, to run their factories, to produce goods and materials that they are selling to the whole world. Why can't you use your own coal at Enugu to do the same thing? It's a very simple question. As you can never ask difficult questions. You have coal at Enugu. Why is it that that coal is not being used to generate electricity? Now you see why you're a baboon and a monkey. So when I call you, you should be very, very happy anyway that you're just a monkey. You could be something less. Maybe like an earthworm that cannot see. At least monkeys, they have eyes, they can see. Do you see why I say you are baboons? Because you have everything to produce electricity. But can you produce it? That says no. You have great bodies of water everywhere. Omambala, Orimiri Ogbaro, which is the name of River Niger. It's Orimiri, a river that consumes other river. That is the meaning, that's the name of it. Orimiri Ogbaro is called. River Niger. Some of you don't know Igbo language anywhere, do you? You have Imo River. Any of these rivers that we have, I'm telling you that IPOB can use it to generate electricity. Any of them. So you have water, you have coal, you have crude oil, you have gas at Egbema, at Ohaji. Four, in fact, let me add sunlight. Heat. You have five ways right now, this minute. We don't need money from the Zoological Republic. If they can just allow us, I am telling you, only IPOB will give you light 24 hours a day. I don't think you heard what I said. I use Aba as an example. I use Enugu as an example. If the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, if they will not interfere, I am telling you that only IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra, will give you light 24 hours a day. And you will not see one single white man in any of the project sites who will use Biafrans to build it. From all over the world. Intelligent people. Intelligent to the core. I'm telling you the truth. If Jonathan, who is coming to Aba today, if Jonathan can allow us in Aba, we will give Aba light 24 hours a day. Only IPOB will do it. I don't mean, we are building a sub-power station. Robbie, you will not see it. If you turn your light on, where the light is coming from, you don't know. Very silent. If you like, you try us and see. Because we are Radio Biafra. I don't know if we are back on again. I need to know. Yes, I presume that we are live and direct. There is no interruption. I was merely trying to make sure that we are live and direct. And yes, we are. And this is Radio Biafra. Our lines are not open. The rate at which people call us, if they support us that way, will not ever appeal for one penny again. If the people calling us every day decide to give us 500 naira before they call, I am telling you, we can never come on air to appeal for funds again. The calls are too much. But we want them to also rise up and act and be like the people. If somebody can come out to fund radio station all by himself, cheek, I want them. I wonder why every other person should not chip in their own. If one person is paying for nearly half of the equipment we need, the satellite equipment, I don't see why other people should not step up to the plate and do something. If somebody can give us the wife's car, abandon everything, because I have no car, they stole my car at Enugu in the ocean and Diama. Somebody told the wife Biafra needs your car. A very beautiful 4x4. Very clean and nice. And what did the wife say? If it is the director you're giving it to, you carry it and give it to him. I was humbled and I was touched. The same people, I will tell you because I don't hide anything. The same people who are responsible for funding our FM called me 4 days ago and said I should go to Lagos and carry a brand new vehicle. Brand new, I said. And tomorrow we'll pick it up. I tell you because I don't hide anything. People will be driving it about to spread this very gospel. It's not for my personal use because I don't go anywhere. Only when I have meetings to attend. I have no child naming ceremony to attend. I don't attend weddings. I don't attend traditional weddings. I don't do anything. Only to work for my country. Day in, day out. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue because the world is listening. If you allow us, if you know Jonathan, please tell him that IPOB wants to produce light for their people. I am telling you now, if they promise not to disturb us, Onisha will get light 24 hours a day. Anige Jaka and Yonwai, with bare hands we build it. I don't believe in, I'm waiting for the white man to give me this. No, no, no. We build it with our bare hands. I believe in hard work. Hard work helps me. We will build it. That is why all of you must be diligent and must have application and common sense. Nigeria and other places, the Zoological Republic, they have no access to electricity, yet they have oil. That makes you a monkey and a baboon. You will have Google say, then why did you go to school? You went to school to understand that this is crude oil. I can refine it and get petrol, and I can use petrol to run any station I want. Then why are you not doing it? That is what makes you a monkey. People must be able to reason. We just don't wake up in the morning and call people names. PDP have special training squads for rigging of elections. Welcome to the zoo. All this campaign they are doing is to confuse and to convince all of you into your own hopelessness. Because they have already written the results, already waiting to announce it. In Abia State, they have written it. I know if they have a straight election, Alex Oti will win. Everybody knows that Alex Oti in Abia is going to win. They know that. But Theodore will rig. And they go to court. Alex Oti doesn't have the money. They will take the money and they will give it to a judge. The judge will say, I declare whoever Theodore is bringing as the winner. And then we start going to court. But right here, from all my investigations in Abia, Alex Oti will win. This is Radio Biafra. But we are asking you not to vote, mind you. If you don't go out to vote, Biafra comes. If you go out to vote, you are postponing the coming of Biafra. And that is called political expediency. The people, the world powers can never again take us seriously. I don't want to go to see these 6 countries that want to see us in Europe. When I go to them, they will then ask, oh, if you claim, didn't your people just vote the other day? I wouldn't know what to tell them. I start to fumble my words. I want to go to them and say, we have come because we did not vote. We did not vote because we don't believe in one Nigeria. That makes our case far more palatable. Please, that is why you must refrain from voting. Do not go out to vote. Whoever you vote for, men will die. It's called the devil's alternative. Whichever option you choose, people will die. Vote for Buhari, you are dead anyway. Go and do your wound. You vote for Jonathan, you are voting for a bumbling, incompetent buffoon. The man has taken incompetency to a new level. I don't play politics of sentiment. He is from my village. That is the politics of those who are not civilized. You are queuing up now for visa to travel to America. Is Obama from your village? You are queuing up for visa to go to the UK. Is Cameron Owonye Isunjaba? You want UK visa? They have turned me down. No? I want to go there to hustle, to look for a new way of life. The place you're going to is the person in charge. Are they doing rotational presidency? I don't know why we can't reason. That is what concerns me. Why is it that we cannot reason? I don't give a damn where somebody comes from. In the new Biafra, the president of Biafra can come from brass local government. Prime minister can come from brass. I don't give a damn. Are you doing the work that we voted you in to do? That is my only concern. Do we have good hospitals, good roads? Is there housing stock there? Are our children getting quality education? That's what concerns me. I don't give a damn. Your village, I don't want to know where you come from. If you like, come from Mars. If we, because we are going to have open borders, if somebody is a refugee running into Biafra land and we accept him or her, and we find out that they have the talent we need, if they contest for election, we vote for them. It doesn't matter if they are from Timbuktu. That is the essence of our education on Radio Biafra. It doesn't matter who is contesting. What should bother you is, what did they say they are going to do? And that thing they have said they are going to do, have they done it? That is all. They are training squads to go and rig elections, as usual. PDP will turn Lagos into a war zone, according to APC. Everywhere is now a war zone. Have you been to Biafra land? I was traveling yesterday through Biafra land. Checkpoint after checkpoint after checkpoint. Oh! You would think that this is Is it Sambisa Forest? Biafra land is like Sambisa Forest. I mean, especially the southeast. Sambisa Forest. Everywhere is army, and that's what they call anti. They have counter-terrorism squad, and then anti-terrorism squad, and then counter-terrorism squad. It's also one people. Yet nothing is happening. People lying to themselves. People deceiving people. Criminals and vagabonds. My differences with Obi, according to Obiano, everybody will have a difference. Obi is a thief. Listen very, very carefully. Do you know that there were some MASOP members that voted for Peter Obi in Anambra? The same Peter Obi that shot their colleagues to death. Do you see why I say they don't have any honor? Aye, Chinekenna. Chinekenna, Melendi Ebera. How can you be a MASOP member? They said it's because our leader, His Excellency, of blessed memory, Dim Chukwemeka Odumegwujubu, asked them to vote for Peter Obi. Nobody went to our leader to say to our leader, Peter Obi is lying to you. You are living in Enugu. You don't know what is happening here. On the same Peter Obi that shot and killed MASOP members, Biafrans, threw our bodies inside the Zoo River. MASOP members, Owasrika told them to campaign for Peter Obi, and they did. Hey. We must continue to do our work because Chukwu Abiyama is with us all the way through. Obiano, the new person who is there, he hasn't done anything wrong yet. When he does, we will bring it to your attention. I can't say that we campaigned for him, but I can tell you that Radio Biafra said that APC will not win Anambra, and we stopped APC in Anambra. Boko Haram will not come into that territory. Anambra is the first son, is where we all come from. Everybody, including those in Bayelsa, including Cross River, including everybody comes from Anambra. Everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. Opera Kahabo, number one. That's where we all come from. And we swore that APC cannot set foot in that land. And they didn't come in. And they can't come into Biafra land either. So Koroja and his supporters are wasting their time. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. We are also reporting today that staff have now shut down Lagos State University and ordered the students to vacate the campus. Welcome to education in the zoo. This is what I told you. I got photography here for 4 years, strike, shut down, and they graduate with a certificate. When you look at the monkey, you say, are you a graduate? He will say, or she will say, yes, I am. How many years did you spend studying? She will tell you 4.5 weeks out of 4 years. Every year, they only study for 1 week. And then you come out and you call yourself a graduate. Education system here is rubbish. Errant rubbish. I have no respect for their so-called graduates, because they are infinitely incapable of reasoning. Somebody is calling you to give you plastic laptop, plastic around, that sings nursery rhymes. The money he's using to buy you plastic laptop is the money he should have paid to teachers and to nurses. That means you are evil. From a very young age, they criminalize them. You know what? I am disappointed with Imo State students, university. Imo State University Students Association. I am very, very disappointed. They never behaved like students. They acted like multi-packed outs. I don't blame them. They corrupted them from a very early age. A bunyinu laptop, a fake plastic laptop you took from Okorocha. You didn't ask Okorocha, how about the teachers? Have you paid them? That is your job as a radical student, is to oppose the government. That is what we are taught even at universities, even in England. If you are not a radical as a politics or economic student or any student at all, they will say there's something wrong with you. You must be a radical. Either on the left of the spectrum or on the right, you must be a radical. Most of you don't understand, but we are here to teach you. This is Radio Biafra. Imo retirees mourn dead colleagues. Declare 7 days fasting and prayers. People are dying because they are not getting their gratuity. They are not being paid. Their pension is not being paid by these governors, including Theodore. And people are dying. And you people are still planning to go out to vote for the same people responsible for the death of our people. You people are the ones aiding and abetting thievery and criminality. You people are the ones making things worse. By going out to vote for these people, you are bringing cost, shame, death upon yourselves. Some of you, your uncles and your aunts have not been paid their salaries for months. Some of you, your uncles and your brothers, have even your sisters, they have not been paid their gratuity for God knows how long. Then, why are you going out to vote for the same person that stole the money belonging to your sister, your brother, your uncle, your aunt? Just tell me. Can you please tell me? These are the things we don't understand. These are the things that we fail to appreciate. That is why it is abundantly necessary that we do what is right before heaven and before this very earth. That Chukwu Abiyama may bless us. That Chukwu Abiyama may bless us. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Southeast businessmen and traders, Sean Buhari in Onitsha, according to 247U reports. They were kind to us. I must say, 247U reports were kind to us when we started Radio Biafra. They carried our news. They published us. They helped to publicize Radio Biafra as much as possible. 247U reports. They are today carrying that the Southeast businessmen and traders shun Buhari in Onitsha. They shun them in Onitsha. Explosion rocks Ogun community and shatters teenager's arm. There is explosion everywhere in Ogun community. And very soon, who knows, they may bring it here as well. This is Radio Biafra. Explosion everywhere in the zoo. And there is no election. Talk less of when one person loses or the other. That is why you shouldn't vote. If you don't vote, nobody will come to you to kill you after the election. Banks apprehensive over 750 billion naira exposure to power sector. They have eaten their money, the banks. 750 billion stolen from the banks. As I said, people are in very serious trouble. And doctors are going on strike. And do you know what Jonathan said? Jonathan said that doctors shouldn't go on strike. But have you paid them? The answer is no. Jonathan, have you collected your own salary? Yes. Mr. Senator, have you been paid? Yes. House of Reps, have they paid you? Why is it that only politicians get paid? Others don't get any pay. And on time. Why is it that it is only politicians and those that support them, they are the first people to be paid, but yet they claim they are the servants of the people? It is such hypocrisy that we are here to expose. We are also reporting today that they tried to to put upon, you know, because this country, they remind me of Wazirike. If you criticize Wazirike, he will say he gave you money and you ate the money. That is why you are criticizing him. So Ludo came out and said that, economically speaking, that Jonathan is a joke. Do you know what they did? They said they slammed on his head 750 million naira scam that he faked the 20 naira note. That Soludo made money from it. Everybody knows that Soludo is very clean. They know that Soludo is a Biafran. He doesn't steal. Not a Wazirike that is using the name of Biafra to steal. Go and Ekweme, Soludo, check all of them in high offices, all of them who are genuine. They didn't leave with anything. They never stole any money. Did they? Even His Excellency, Ojukwu, did Ojukwu go out any day asking Biafrans all over the world to give him money so he can go and build a hotel or hostel? Did he? Did Ojukwu go out to build any hotel, amass wealth for himself? He spent his father's money. Ojukwu spent his own father's money in purchasing weapons to fight for people who are ungrateful. We continue. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Even the card readers, they are now hacking INEC servers and database. APC and PDP campaign people have now hired hackers to hack into INEC. Nkan don't get to vote. Your vote is wasted. If you go out to vote, you're a greater idiot than I had ever thought. They are using, is it biometric? They want to scan. If they scan, it goes to a computer somewhere. That computer is being hacked. It is being hacked. Igbo Delegate Assembly. Igbo Delegate Assembly, indeed, endorsing Buhari. No, indeed, Igbo. See, Ekwensu put a hatori a vote. Ekwensu, Lucifer. You know, they say Holy Ghost fire to Satan. Holy Ghost fire. The same Satan also known as Kulie and say, don't fire me, I come with money. Igbo man will bless Satan. Ekwensu. Igbo man will bless Satan. That is why it is necessary for people to please be ideologically consistent. To be ideologically consistent. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. They keep sending some useless text messages. This country is wretched and pathetic. Wretched and the worst country in the whole world. Full of thieving criminals and senseless monkeys and baboons. At least a monkey can find food to eat. Here, they can't even find proper food to eat. They can't feed themselves. They import food from abroad. Lazy, useless people. Now the news in greater detail before we open up to take your calls. The zoo called Nigeria and other countries of the sub-Saharan African region have the world's worst access to electricity, the International Energy Agency said in latest report. Because when I tell you everybody listens to Radio Biafra, you don't believe me. We keep hammering them every blessed day. And when important government officials of the world listen, they begin to ask questions. Why is it that Black Africa and the COG, why are you people so poor? You are poor because you are wicked. The COG, the wickedness of a black man is overwhelming. That is why Tukur Abiyama abandoned them. The report, according to the International Energy Agency, said that the sub-region, which is Ebe, sub-Saharan Africa, is where black people are in the COG. Black. That's where they are. Abandoned and neglected. They said the sub-region has 13% of the world's population, but 48% of the share of the global population without access to electricity. The only other region with similar imbalance is South Asia, with 23% of the world population and 34% of the people living without access to electricity. Only 7 countries, Cameroon, Cote d'Ivoire, Gabon, Ghana, Namibia, Senegal, and South Africa, have electricity access rates exceeding 50%. Even Cameroon has more electricity than the zoo. Yet Cameroon, until recently, had no oil and no coal. Now, don't you know there's something wrong with you? What the International Energy Agency is saying this morning is that Radio Biafra is justified in calling Nigerians baboons and monkeys and cheats. He's here now. Ordinary Cameroon has more electricity than the zoo. The question is, why is that happening? It is happening because the president is using a standby generator. In Biafra land, nobody will buy generator and use in their house for private use. The only people that will have generator will be the hospitals, police, the army, the intelligence community, airport, standby for airports so that flights can land very safely, the ambulance service, fire service, and the police. In other words, critical and emergency. Every other person, from the prime minister to the head of state to house of assembly, everybody, there will be nobody on generator. So, when there is no electricity in the national grid, we all go on blackout. Everybody will be in it together. So you will know. NEPA manager, no generator. Everybody. House of Senate, House of everybody, no generator for anybody. You go and ask, why is there no light? Is there no more gas coming from Ohaji? Is there no more coal coming from Enugu? Is there no more oil coming from LME? You ask questions. You ask and you will be given answers. No generator. If you ban Jonathan tomorrow from using generators, you will see there will be light everywhere. It's because it doesn't concern them. Typical black people, other people can be suffering. It doesn't really bother me. It doesn't bother me. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. Barely 5 days to the rescheduled presidential and national assembly elections, the APC has accused the ruling party PDP of training special killer squads to intimidate the electorate and rig the polls by killing people. I hope the world is listening. You plan to go out and vote, there's every chance you will die there. APC National Publicity Secretary is Lai Mohammed. He made the claim at a press conference, said that the party will resist attempt to manipulate the results of the polls. People are going to die here on Saturday and going forward. Some of you will die. And you will come back and say that you said it. Some of you will be calling to say, oh, my uncle is dead. My auntie is dead. Some of you, from Saturday, you're going to die. Some of you will be dead from Saturday. You watch and see. You want to go and vote for criminals in this festival of death and criminality. Ndiyoshi. PDP will turn Lagos into a war zone. So will APC. Didn't APC turn the whole of the zoo into a war zone? Is APC not in Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe? Is APC not Boko Haram? APC is Boko Haram and Boko Haram is APC. They have started their own war already. Do you think Jonathan will win in Borno? Will they hold elections in Borno? In Yobe, in Adamawa? No. Go out as you're queuing to accreditate or nonsense they call it. Accreditation. Are you going to cover a sports event or you're attending a summit to be accredited? Ndiara. If you don't know how to run elections, you go and I say, if you don't know how to hold elections, go outside and learn how to hold elections. And there are accreditation, my foot. As you're queuing to accreditate or whatever rubbish it is called, you'll be blown to pieces. Don't go out to vote. If you go out to vote, you will die. If you go out to vote, you will perish. You will die off. Some of you don't listen. Anyway, monkeys and baboons, what do you expect? The Lagos State chapter of the APC has asked Lagos residents not to vote for the PDP in the forthcoming... This news. Why? Because there is a theater of unrelenting war and violence. War and violence. These are the parties. PDP said we will kill everybody if we don't win. APC, we will kill everybody if we don't win. And I hope the world is listening. They plan to kill people. The same people they are claiming they are governing, the same people they claim they want to go and serve, they are planning to kill them as well. Anambra State Governor Chief Willie Obiano celebrated 1 year of his swearing in last Tuesday at a colorful ceremony at Ekwueme Square in Awka. In a chat with... This is not news, is it? Somebody's opinion in this regard cannot be news unless it has serious import. White House Chief of Staff said a separate Palestinian state is the best guarantee of Israel's long-term security. Obama's aide says Israeli occupation must end. And I disagree. Because Obama is a Muslim, he wants Israel to be divided into two. And I totally disagree. I have been waiting for people to debate this with me, and they have not been able to come up to do so. I believe I believe that the Palestinians do have a legitimate right to exist as a separate people, if they so wish. But the Jerusalem that I know, including that written in the Quran, is the city of David. Is that correct or not? Jerusalem is the city of David. Why then will you divide Jerusalem into two? Can anybody come to Washington and divide Washington into two? Or come to London and divide it into two? Why is the world campaigning? Why are they campaigning for Israel to allow the division of Jerusalem? Impossible. Impossible, I said. Obama should hurry up and get away from the White House. He's of no use. He's of no use. What did he do? Gay marriage. What else did he do? To try and divide Jerusalem into two. Go and read in the Bible. At what point was Jerusalem divided into two? It was the Muslims, the Arabs that came looking for trouble. They came to Jerusalem. They are not from Jerusalem. They came there. If you go to the temple of Solomon, you will see the temple of Solomon is there. The Arabs came and built their mosque on top of it. You can see it there very clearly. So who is the owner of the land and who is the visitor? Obama should get away from the White House. Get away from the White House. Obama is a joke. Imo retirees mourn dead colleagues. Israel must stand. Israel must stand on the biblical grounds given to them by Chukwu Abiam in heaven. Israel must stand. Israel has to stand. Nonsense. Who built the Temple of Solomon? Is it Abdul Karim Sheikh? Who built Jerusalem? I am saying this according to the book of Quran. Who built Jerusalem? Who built Hebron? Mad people. Is Bethlehem not in Judea? Is Bethlehem not in Judea? They claim they are Christians in America, and Christians in America are allowing Obama to try to divide Israel. Where was Yahweh Yeshua born? Jesus Christ. Bethlehem, where? In Judea. You are telling me that the birthplace of Yahweh Yeshua should be given to Islam. People are full of rubbish sometimes. Israel will stand now and forever. Mad people. Imo retirees mourn dead colleagues. Declare 7 days of fasting and prayers that will not save you. Don't go out. They will mourn this person after Ogracha must have killed him. And then they'll go out and still try and vote in the other 1 hour. I don't feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for you. You are dead because of your stupidity. You died because you don't listen. You don't listen. Now that you are dead and going to be buried, maybe you will listen. Don't vote for these criminals. None of you ever listens. You don't want to hear until you are dead. You are down dead. Maybe you will listen. Imo newspapers retirees have declared 7 days of fasting and prayers, mourning in honor of 29 of their members who died without getting their retirement benefits from the state government. 29 are dead. 29 people dead. Heart of heartache and heartbreak. No payment from Okorocha. You want to go and vote for him? People's fathers are dead. Papande mother and Wugo because of Okorocha. Not paying them anything. Hunger and starvation are killing our people. Can you not see it here? The decision was part of the communique issued by the aggrieved retirees and signed by the chairman, Mr. Auike, the secretary, Chief Henry Mosu, and 3 other officers of the group. It said, the week-long mourning and prayer is to ask God for the repose of the souls of 29 retirees who died of hardship occasioned by lack of funds to take care of their needs and their families. Are you listening? This is how my uncle died. This is how he died. I keep telling you this story. He retired from biological sciences at Nsukka, went back to Nsukka, a very healthy man. He used to spend holidays in his house at Nsukka in those days when I was very small. Went back to go and collect his retirement, his gratuity. His same colleague in December said, they don't know who he is. He said, what? He said, they asked him, who are you? He called the man's name. I said, what are you talking? Are you joking? Is this some kind of joke? Is this April Fool? He said, no, I don't know who you are. Do you know that they went inside and told my uncle that worked with them for nearly 38 years? 38 years! Told my uncle that he doesn't, they have not seen anything here to indicate that he worked for biological sciences at Onsuga before. That his name is not on the register. He said, but these are my pay, allowance slip and everything. They said, no, you've never worked here before. My uncle came back and died. It did not just affect my family. Other 29 families are affected in Imo State. Why? Okorocha did not pay them. They died of hardship, and people are telling me that they're going out to go and vote for. God will punish you. The same way that these 29 families died, your families will die. You will die, all of you. They died of hardship. Is there no money? Of course there is money. You went to Katsina State, to Okorocha, and you gave them over 100 million. That money, if you had gone to give these people 1 million each, their lives would have been better. But you gave it to Awasa people. Because you love Awasa, because you are Awasa man. Now they are dead. You don't listen. Until the moon and anya, then you said, you people are the problem. We are live on the air. We are live and we are broadcasting. Unbelievable. Exceptionally unbelievable. Unacceptable, I will say. Okorocha Ebugo, 29 people dead because of Okorocha. And some of you are planning to go and vote for him. You don't have any shame. The same way these families died, 29 people, according to the chairman, AUEK, is how your own families will perish in hardship. You want to go and vote for Okorocha. Do not vote. Anybody you vote for, it is the same thing. The same thing, the same rubbish every blessed day. The same nonsensical nonsense every blessed day. Why must you go to vote when people are dying around you? Search your conscience, for goodness sake. Go and search your conscience. Southeast businessman Sean Buhari in Onitsha. At least there are some of them that have common sense. Some will go out to look out of curiosity. Ahead of the presidential election, the signs that the PDP will vote, the Southeast geopolitical zone will vote for President Goodluck Jonathan, were clearly demonstrated in the commercial city of Onitsha, just as businessmen and traders who are known to be the major inhabitants of the zone shunned a scheduled interactive session with the presidential candidate of APC, General Buhari. According to a press statement credited to APC, the interactive section holding at the popular Sharon Hall in Onitsha was expected to address the invitees on Buhari's policy on business, commerce, and industry, and consequently attract captains of industries, importers, and traders from Onitsha, Abaowere, Newi, and other parts of the zone. But it has been gathered when 247 U report visited that no presence of businessmen and or traders from these areas graced that very occasion. Officials of APC in Anambra and some journalists were at the venue waiting for the visitor at 4 p.m. while the event was scheduled to take off at 12 noon. Nobody came. At least our people are sensible. They shunned Buhari, the Boko Haram, the terrorist, and the killer. An explosion has shattered the arm of a teenager, Olawale Adekombi, and caused confusion at the Agbado community in Ifo local government area of Ogun State. The 70-year-old was said to be running an errand for his parents and saw a round object on the road, which he reportedly kicked his foot, and the bomb went off. They are laying bombs everywhere. That is the bomb that is going to kill you when you come out to vote. If your people are not listening to this, go and tell them what Radio Biafra said. They have planted bombs everywhere. As you are walking on the road, you all of you will be dying. It has started happening in Yorubaland. It is here. Don't say we didn't warn you. Don't say we did not warn you. There are strong indications that the banks and other financial institutions are becoming apprehensive over the possibility of recouping their $750 billion investment in power sector following the zoo's reduction of the electricity tariff by 50% in parts of the zoo. It has been shown that banks had adopted different models in a bid to raise funds to finance the sector. the banks went and borrowed money to lend money to businessmen to fund energy sector. You don't do business in a zoo. The business you can do here that can flourish is buying and selling, or you producing domi or pasta. If it is capital infrastructure project like electricity, it is bound to fail. Why didn't the government of the zoo fund it? It's only 750 billion, only 750 billion naira, which is nothing. Only Abacha family can pay for that. You don't know that before? Only Babangida alone can pay for that money four times over. What is 750 billion? Is it only $1 billion or is it $2 billion or so? Or less than or $3 billion? Is it that? This is chicken change to Babangida and to thieves of the north. Awosa men. Why didn't the Zoological Republic fund it as part of their capital infrastructural spending? Or underwrite this very loan so that when there is a default, the banks will be paid? Why didn't they do that? Man, there's an agorakwa. We are economists. They don't know anything. These are idiots. In Biafra land, when you want to run such a project, we underwrite, which means you guarantee the banks that should this loan go bad, the bank will be able to pick it up. That is something they don't quite understand. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiam is our God, of course. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission has cleared the former governor of the Central Bank, Charles Chukwu Masoludo, of any involvement in the 750 million polymer notes scam allegation against the former CBN boss because he castigated Jonathan. Soludo is clean. Everybody knows that. He was a very fine, honorable man, and he did nothing wrong. But they want to incriminate him because he questioned Jonathan's economic policies. This thing should behave itself this morning. I don't know why it's vibrating. President Jonathan has expressed deep concern over the incessant strikes by doctors in the zoo, saying there is no reason for them to go on strike, given the various contributions of government to the health sector. Jonathan, you may be giving money, but it's not reaching the doctors. Why? Because the middlemen are stealing it. Everybody is a thief. Some of the plugs we are using here are Chinese. That is why. It's not working very well. But it's working now, I presume. It's working. In Biafra land, if you manufacture fake products, you will go to prison. I'm telling you the truth. Fake products are not good. We are using China plugs here on the ground. It's not working very well. Very sad indeed. And I hope that we are live and that we are direct and there is no disruption from anywhere. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Uchenna Nwugo said, I should ask Buhari, all the promise he has been making, he is yet to tell the monkeys and the baboons in the zoo how he intends to fulfill them, because the people here don't reason. My dear brother, they do not reason, so there's no need to ask such a question. You only ask such a question where you have intelligent people. Here, all I can see are monkeys and baboons. Very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. Doctors are on strike. Teachers are on strike. Students are being sent home. And you are in the Zoological Republic. Welcome to the zone of darkness and iniquity. That concludes our news presentation this very morning. We are live. We are direct. And Chukwu Abiam is our God. And now we can announce that our lines are open. We can now open our lines to take your calls. And I don't know if the barrister can find time. If the barrister can please find time to join us, I will be most grateful. I will be most grateful. This is Radio Biafra, and they are calling us already. Our lines are open, and they are calling us already, and we must take their calls. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Or are they still there or gone? No, they are gone. Our lines are open, 081-653-26272. Abba. Not Buhari. Jonathan is coming here today. And so also are the likes of Theodorji and every other PDP thief. Please tell them you're upset. Unless Nunu Gwahani Wunu, Abba will continue to be a dump. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you are?
My name is David Machia, calling from Aba in Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate what you are doing. I really thank God that somebody like you, God, will surely provide and another Moses to us in this Biafra land.
He said,
so, I want to thank you for what you are doing and all your effort. Chukwabiana will surely bless you in the name of God. So, sir, another thing I want to ask you for all this year, this Biafra, this is because I want to be part of it and I want to join, even though concerning the Biafra, this.
Do you want to join the army?
Yes, sir, I'm very serious.
The Biafra army, hold on, let me finish, please. The Biafran army, we don't take everybody. We only recruit those who have come to die for their country. We just don't recruit soldiers. We recruit those that have come to die for their country. Only if you're prepared to die for Biafra will you be accepted.
Sir, I'm accepted 100% as I'm standing here now with you, sir. So this, I'm calling with my line, so you can take my number anyhow, so you people can contact me.
I will take your number, as you said. We only need those who are prepared to die for their country, not those.
Director, I'm telling you that I'm very 100% sure. I stand by you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I have taken down your number. And what is your name again?
David Machi from Abia State in Abaya, in Biafra land.
We are going to call you to serve your country in truth and honesty. Thank you very much for your call. Thank you very much for your call. Thank you. When people call us, they say, we want to volunteer for the army. When you call us, we want people who will die for their country. The same way I have brought out myself to die for my country if I'm called upon to do so. Therefore, if you are coming to us as a soldier, you have signed your death warrant. Be rest assured, please. We don't want idiots around us. Only those who are prepared to die in battle do we need around us. Very, very critical. Very, very critical. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are not there. They cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is our God.
Hello.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Turn your system down if you wish to speak to us. Endeavor to turn your system down, please. This is Radio Biafra. They are not paying attention, are they? They don't pay attention most times. Please, I ask you, I crave your indulgence. When you call Radio Biafra, endeavor to turn your system down or else I will not entertain your calls. I will not take your call unless you turn your system down. As simple as that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Mark Chizaba. I'm calling from Enugu. I'm from Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you for what you are doing in our life. Anything will happen to you, let it happen to me, Director.
Thank you.
Anything will happen to you, let it happen to me.
Thank you.
This Biafra issue is Even if they go die today, let me die today because of Biafra. I don't now tell my life. I will serve my country, Biafra. Even if you take my life, let me take my life. This is what I want to say.
Thank you very much.
Bless you.
He say, you can see the caliber of calls we are getting. Men prepared to drop their lives at one moment's notice at a singular command. That tells you the type of army we want to build here. I said, the army of Biafra will be the best in the whole world. The finest that man has ever seen. We have nothing, but we're going to win. Because in the end, we always win, don't we? Every time that the devil comes to us, eventually we win. We want to build the best army known to man. People who will fight to die. Now, that is why I said there is no retreat and no surrender. It's better you die in battle than to come back in defeat. Do you see why we are different? And do you see why the zoo will end? Do you understand why Chukwu Abiama asked us to come? Now you know. Because we'll destroy this place. We'll destroy it completely down. in their next life, they'll remember our names, won't they? They will remember our names. When they see somebody named Namdi, they'll be running away from the person. We'll destroy this zoo completely and totally. They will run and we'll find them where they are and we'll kill them there also. We need men prepared to die in battle, not those prepared to preserve their lives. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, and even Chukwu Abiama in heaven is listening and watching over us. And our lines are indeed open. If you call us, we will be at liberty to take your calls. And of course, sometimes our lines are prone to jamming, but please keep trying. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, the director.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Efano Abik. I'm calling from Ababa, from Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to tell you something about this Aba. People in Aba here, many of them are not serious about this Biafran issue. If people in Aba are 100, 80% are not serious. They are just campaigning for Jonathan that are going to do this election. And this man that is going to vote for APC, that man called me for Mungwa. His member is going to vote for Buhari also. So I want to tell you to tell people that are listening, to tell their brothers there, or to tell people to be listening to the Biafra, because if I talk to my brothers about this Radio Biafra, they start to mock me that I'm talking nonsense. These people do this, these people should do that. So that's what I want to tell you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And tell your brother that he will die in this very process. Those that mock, they will perish. It's as simple as that. They think we are they think we are myself. And I will get even in a blue flag and I can do it. You are about to see something you've never seen before. Something you have never ever, your worst nightmare for all enemies of Biafra. Your worst nightmare has come. I feel sorry for them, honestly speaking. I do feel sorry for them. Because they don't know the people they're playing with. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct. Our connection is not holding. It is not holding. We need to do something about this very satellite that we need. Very, very important. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Turn your system down. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Adana City Plaza, from Musuka, Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I'm very, very glad for hearing your comment.
Thank you.
To say the truth, that with your comment, my life has changed.
Are you sure?
So I thank God that God made it possible that somebody like you come out to tell us the situation is supposed to be. Director, I pray that God Almighty, Chukwu Abiama, will give you grace to continue your work.
He said,
and as I'm talking to you, if I see any possibility to join you people in any way, even my life will end up there, I will make it. Director, this is my line. I call straight from Aba to Plaza. So please, if you be able to can give me any direction through my this very line, I'll be glad. May God bless you and protect you for whatever you're doing, and your family and all the Biafra members indeed.
Thank you, Director. He said, somebody will call you, somebody will call you, and when they call you, you say, I was the one that volunteered my life. We just don't need soldiers. We need men prepared to die in battle. Very, very important. You know that. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Innocent to Gotuku. Can you hear me? My goodness me. It's not working. Exactly. It's not working. Not very strong. Because of network issues. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down, walk away from where you are listening, and talk to us very calmly. Your name and where you are, please. We are Radio Biafra. Exactly. They will tell you now that this very number you call doesn't exist on the network. Amazing stuff. Amazing, amazing stuff. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness. My goodness me. The lines are so packed. They are so jammed. This day, Theodorji is coming. The man responsible for the state of Aba is coming. We want people to shun them the same way that Buhari was shunned in Onitsha yesterday. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Kereki Onyebule. I'm calling from Anambra, South Africa, Imo State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Which part of Anambra are you calling from? Where are you in Anambra?
Onitsha.
Thank you very much. Onitsha is live and direct. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, I'm very happy with you, sir.
Thank you.
Your doctrine has changed my life. But I have made up my mind and my people not to go out that day and vote.
Thank you.
I will never be there before. I will apply for one candidate, but now. I will not try there, and my people will never go and vote for that people and that Nigeria calls you. Thank you for what you are doing. My people, God bless you and your family. In Jesus' name.
He say. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on Skype? Oh my goodness, it's not working because the connectivity is very, very poor. Extremely poor. This is Radio Biafra. We are live on CHK 97.6. We are also live on satellite for those who can access us via that very platform. We are also live online via many portals. If you go to any listening post, radiobiafra.co, tunein.com, rblworld.tv, ipob.org, we are in all those platforms. If you're lost, go to Google, type in Radio Biafra, you'll be with us. Wherever you are, tell those around you, Gwandia Batobigi, that Radio Biafra is live and direct this very day. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. Your line is wobbling. Your line is unstable. I recommend that you please endeavor to come back to us. Call us back. We'll take your call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We are live and direct. Can you hear me?
Yes.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
From Aba.
And what is your name?
Anthony Carlo Boto.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
And so we are that time we are too small. I'm one of the boys brigade in Biafra.
Yes.
So I'm very happy now because I'm from Idimaba. So
yes.
I'm very happy now. I want to join again. Okay,
no, joining is not the issue because all of us are indigenous people of Biafra. For you to join the army of Biafra, you have to sacrifice your life. That is the only way we can accept somebody to come.
The time we are too small. We are boys company now. We're using catapult and entering inside bush to find those enemy and giving information. What of now?
Okay, I'm happy. I'm happy at what you have said. Very, very well, happy.
I'm a boys company. I lead them from Obehi to Port Harcourt. As this. I lead boys from Obehi to Port Harcourt.
Okay.
So I'm still okay.
Okay, thank you very much. We are also going to call you. Thank you very much. We are just doing a broadcast. I did not want to turn this thing into a recruitment drive for the Army of Biafra. But when people call and volunteer their lives to serve their country, to die for Biafra, we must welcome them. Because I took the same oath, to die for my country if I'm called upon to do so. And that is exactly what we are doing. Every blessed day we put our lives on the line by the work that we do. The enemies don't want it. Do you know? But I know, even Orient FM, you know, he's telling people not to listen to Radio Biafra anymore. They are jittery and they are worried. Orient FM, you know, where yesterday and the day before is telling people, don't listen. That is the Okorocha's FM. don't listen to Radio Biafra because they know we have overwhelmed them completely. Overwhelmed them totally. Nobody listens to that useless station again for propaganda. They come to where the truth is spoken, and that truth is spoken here on Radio Biafra. People are asking us, Julius Solomon is saying, take me with you, director. If you come down to Biafra land, I will take you with me. We need men that will die in battle, not those who are concerned about things of this very earth, because Biafra is the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. To die for your country is the greatest thing you can ever do. The greatest thing you can ever do is to die for your country, die fighting for your country. That is why I honor those that did this very work before, 67 to 70, that very class. We honor them. We honor them. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are, if you may.
Hello.
For the last time, give me your name and where you are calling from. I need to hear from you, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Is it Radio Biafra?
Yes, it is. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, why I'm not on online now? Hello?
Where are you calling from?
From Umuahiro.
Are you listening
Umuahiro
to...
Umuahiro in Aba, Biafra land.
Now, listen very carefully. You want to hear your voice before you can speak?
Okay.
Are you hearing it now?
I am Oyekachi, calling from Umuahiro.
Thank you.
Aba, Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Now, I want to be one of the Biafra soldiers.
I have said this thing before. I don't need soldiers. We need men who will die for their country. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I am ready. I'm 100% ready.
Are you a member of MASOB?
I'm not a member of MASOB.
Because we don't need MASOB members, you see. We don't need them.
No, I'm not one of them.
Are you a member of MASOB? Because we don't take money from politicians. MASOB take money from PDP. We don't have anything to do with politicians. Do you understand that?
I'm not a member of MASOB. Okay?
If you're not, then I will also take down your number and our recruitment sergeant will be able to contact you and will put you through the drill. If you pass, then you'll be one of us. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra and thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. We don't want people who would want to go to battle and come back alive. If you die for Biafra, that is the finest death that anybody can endure. Because Biafra is the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. You'll be fighting in an army that is dedicated to fulfilling the will of God, so that his kingdom will come and his will be done. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You are in a very noisy environment, in which case I am no longer at liberty to take your call. If you call us, please turn the system down or refrain from waiting to hear your voice come through the radio. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. They're not paying attention, are they? Hello?
Director, good morning.
Good morning, your name and where
good morning,
you are.
Director.
Good morning, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Amos Ugochukwu Ibe. I'm calling from Power Line, Aba.
Yes. Go ahead.
I really want to appreciate your effort.
Thank you very much.
Here in Aba, I can see many of our people here are not very serious about this Biafra thing, because I can see a lot of people preparing to go and vote, and a lot of people saying one thing or the next. So they are really trying to go out and vote, but I don't think it's the best thing for them to do. Because starting from the regime of Goodluck Jonathan, since they have been in the stage, I never see any good thing. Last night when I was on Facebook, I saw a bridge that was built on Kano. How beautiful the bridge is. But here, I'm telling us to come out and set our finger there.
Okay. Yes. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you, but there, we have connectivity. Hold on. Stay where you are. Don't disengage. I want you, because we have connectivity issues, please. We are working on it to come back. Don't disengage. Stay where you are and give us about 30 seconds and we'll be right back with you. About 30 seconds.
Still with you. I'm here. I'm not disengaging.
Yes, don't disengage. Stay where you are. Yes, please. Now you may continue. Please start from the beginning. Start from the beginning. You can continue now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Ugochukwu Amos. I'm calling from Abapa Online. So I don't believe in a majority of the thing, because I can see that the majority of people now, they want to go out and vote. They truly want to go out and vote. If I may draw your attention to the scripture, if you go to the Bible, during the time that God told Moses, say, send people to go to the land of Canaan, to go and view the land and see what is happening there. Now they bring out the 12 men. 12 men. These 12 men are leaders. They are leaders, not ordinary men. Now these 12 men went to the land of Canaan. When they went to the land of Canaan, they went down there. Now, they start seeing the people as giants, that they cannot be able to conquer them. Why is the promised land? It's the land that the Lord has given to them. Now, when they came back, the majority of them say that the people are giants, they cannot be able to conquer them. But it's only few that stand and say that is our land. We are going in there and we will conquer them. So, director, please, I want to encourage you the more. Don't look at the majority. Don't look at the majority. The focus on what you are doing. Let the people that have initiative, join up and follow and encourage you as well. Let's keep on.
Thank you. Thank you. Well spoken.
Thank you,
well spoken. Thank you. I don't believe in majority anywhere. I'm a Democrat. When we get Biafra, if we vote anything that the majority says, I'm a very strong defender of democracy. But not the time being run in the Zoological Republic. Somebody is saying that even Wazobia Radio is asking people not to listen to radio. Oh, God. Ask the presenters or the editors on Wazobia if they can have a debate live on air. Live on air. So we can intellectually dismember and dismantle their argument piece by piece, block by block. That is the way we debate. At the end of the debate, if you go back, your wife will not cook for you anymore. Your wife will say, I never knew I married such a hopeless, ignorant husband. If you are strong, I say it openly. If you feel you are educated, you come up for a debate. If you last for 5 minutes, then you know you are in the day. 5 minutes also, you'll be dismantled from top to bottom. Mad people. Somebody saying that crowd is chaos. We don't need crowd. 100 men. 100 only. 100 men and Biafra will come. 100. I want to beat the record set by Gideon in the Bible. 100 men only. And the record also set by King Leonidas of Sparta against the mighty horde from Persia. Only 100. Kunumana Chukwa Bia Mabuchineke. 100, you will see the manifestation of the glory of heaven. I don't know how I came to the figure 100. Chukwu Abiyama said it is 100, and 100 will fight. And his kingdom will come. You are about to see something you've never seen before. Thank you very much. This is our brother from Qatar. He's writing. His name is Chibike Ahaneku. He says, Director, good day. Let people in Imo keep dying. We shouted it out to them that the culture is evil. They went out and voted him in. This is just the beginning. They should face it. The criminal culture built a state in my village. Umo Dumbiri layout. Spibat, the land he acquired through dubious way. They will keep stealing. They will keep acquiring because they are criminals. They are looters. They are cheats. People today are planning to go out to vote because they are deaf. because they are blind, because they are monkeys, and because they are baboons. Also, you went and voted today. 29 retirees are dead under Okorocha. They cannot get their money due to them. And people are still going to vote for them. So I wonder the type of God that made these people. This Yoji, black people. You travel abroad, you go to China, because Chinese people don't think the way you do. White people do not think the way you do. If they think the way you do, they will be as poor as you are. They will be without electricity. They will be without running water. They will have a culture as their governor. Because you are foolish. You are stupid. You don't reason very well. In a hate teacher. That is why people are daft. Very daft. But at least thank God for Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Abai. Maukete Emmanuel.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sir, first of all, I will thank you for your effort concerning this Biafra.
Thank you.
Especially what I wanted to say is concerning this Abai. About two persons called from Abai here concerning this Abai. Last week, when I was telling Akitenant Road, I met one man and two of my friends complained them about the medians of Nigerians. So that they are not giving us a very real and fact information. There is one network, or let me just call it a median, being a dear friend, that one of my neighbors around told me to listen. When I started listening, I started having the interest about Biafra, because since all what they are saying is that, but like, was Rike Ode. I'm not interested, but this very one made me to know that a real Biafra that is coming. So when I was telling it to the man began to argue me, saying that I should get out from his shade, that we are looking for the people that we wanted to bring out to go and kill, so that they are interested on Nigeria election, that is not real, that they are people I wanted to, the people that to contribute money to give you to go and eat like Wazirike. So since that day, if I go there, they will just be shouting, hey, Biafra man, Biafra man. I say, yes, I'm a Biafra man. So, especially Aba is the area that I'm interested in. We are, you know, Aba, ignorant fuel everywhere. They don't listen. They like all these eyes of it, like, this person say this, where it's not true. That is what we have. Maybe Jonathan have award. I'm hearing today that Jonathan is coming to power defender is Aloji. That's coming to commission it today. That is the only thing that Aba
He's coming to commission what? To commission again a beacon on there. Hey, Chineke. Oh my God, ignorance. My people perish.
So, everybody is jumping to go and meet him, help him. So, at least, I don't know what I would do for them to understand and believe that it's even one of my friends that is a member of this INEC region said I should not destroy it. Telling people not to go and vote, that they are sure, they have lectured them at Imo State, that is going back them saying, Mr. Man, listen, you are a graduate. Why that one is annoying me so much that the guy is a graduate? Them say, why can't you think and hear the truth? That is because the major thing in this very life is the truth. When you see the truth, you're supposed to know. When you hear the one that is not the truth, you're supposed to know. This very one is fact. And he's telling you what is happening every day. Like the one that I said last week that happened at Enugu State. When one lady.
Yes.
The one that Paragon. So at least our media, Nigerian media cannot tell you that. What we are here to be hearing that the amount that they give these people. They cannot tell you this is the infrastructure. Look at the things, the economy, how things are moving well to people. Unless that we win people that may be hustling to with the one that we are doing. So sir, I thank you so much. We are interested on what we are doing. So what I need is just the number that I will just send, whatever, even 1,000, whatever that I have, let me just support.
Thank you very much. If you want to do that, please, the number to call if you want to support what we are doing is 090-907-76589. I repeat, 090-907-76589. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra, and we are continuing to do this very work that Chukwu Abiama alone determined that we should do. Somebody is writing, my commander, good afternoon from India. His name is Elochukwu. Igbos in Lagos have now been asked to go back to the east to go and collect their PV. Oh, Chineke, mere, mere, mere. Igbo people in Lagos, Atoro, they have been asked to go back to the village to collect their PVC. Oh, Chineke me ndi ebere. God have mercy on these people. Ewo Igbo IGBO. Chineke me ndi ebere. They have sent them back to the village. Go and pick up your PVC. So before they come back, I have to check your foot. And they said they won Nigeria. They said they won Nigeria and they are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? I do apologize. I shouldn't be laughing. No, not at all. Some people will try to see if we are live, if at all. Their sense sometimes is astonishing. Jonathan is coming to commission power station. For 6 years, he didn't commission it. It's now 4 days to election. They're coming to, and people will come out. Una send me see Nandi. My God in heaven. Chineke me, I have never seen this type. Stupidity upon layer upon layer of ignorance and stupidity. Chineke na mere mebere. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on Hello? The phone, yes, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is John Odo. I'm from Aba calling.
You're calling from Aba. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, director.
Good morning.
Director, I'm so interested what you are doing. We are Biafra. Need to learn from you, sir. Because many of our people are so foolish, are so eager, badly, all the corner of you call Nigeria. And thank you, even though you are, the time you are in the London, I still try your line, but unfortunately I can't get the line through. But now I'm getting the line, I'm so glad on you. I'm so glad in Nigeria. Director, this is my way to my contribution over the Obasanjo and the Gowon administration. You see, the brother of Obasanjo, Colin Fela, you know the type of music he plays with the Obasanjo. I think you know that, sir.
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
Yes, yes. So I would like you to play the record all the time so that they will hear that they are baboon and monkey. And also the Solana of whatever they are calling that Yoruba man, who is Yabun, his father and mother, who is digging holes. You know that one day, I think, continue digging the hole, one day he will dig in mother's hole. So those Yoruba who are illiterate, who cannot even stand, who cannot even know anything, it's good to them to go back to their farm cocoa. So make them leave us alone. Now they are telling us that outside is their father. One day outside will betray them. As two of them betray Igbo, it's how outside will betray them. I remember this middle class people. They don't even remember after the war, as the Hausa used to kill gold work and others. Even kill all those people where do cool. So they should remember that. That so Hausa will kill them as the solar Hausa. Thank you, Director. Thank you, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Greet you, sir. Thank you very, very much. I'm Echukwu Abiama. Always abide with you. Thank you very, very much. We are live and we are direct. We are in Biafra, London, the ground assembling the finest army in the whole world. The finest army that mankind will ever know. I have told them, your job is simple. If any IPOB member is arrested or kidnapped by a Wazurike, you kill a Wazurike within 48 hours. You blow your mwope. That is your mission. Within 2 days, he blew your war. If any police commissioner anywhere, regardless of who he is, touches any IPOB member, about blow your war pay within 24 hours. We want them to try. they will understand how serious we are. I have not come in peace. You must understand that. I don't do peaceful actualization. And I fought hard in Jesus. We have come and we have brought hell with us. Okumua is coming behind us. If you like, you come and try now. We are all over the place. We are holding our meetings. Come and try. And then you will understand how serious we are. Mad people. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are. Please turn your system down. Your name and where you are. We are live and we are direct, please.
We have come. Hello?
Turn your system down. Turn it down. You don't listen. Typical. Some of you will go out and vote. Oh, Abba is ready. Oh, we are suffering here. Oh, but we push you. Jesus, ruko, koko. Now get to vote, man. You don't know that things we are bad because of 500 naira. You go and vote. Then after that, Jesus, ruko, koko, koko. Oh, things are bad. Oh, we are suffering. They have killed us. Oh, they will kill you and you will die off. Ndiara. Go and vote now. Mad people. Mad people. People without brain. Masquerading as human beings. You are not human beings. You are monkeys and baboons. Go and vote, my foot. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning, my director.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my director. My humble name is Obunna Romanus. I'm calling you again.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my director. I want to thank Tupabiyama for on your behalf. Because you are doing a great job. This job you are doing is not easy.
Thank you.
And as I've said before, that I have already sacrificed my heart already. It remains my body for me to join this Biafran army. I don't know what to do now. I'm calling right now in Lagos, from Lagos.
I have told you to come back to Biafra land. Come back here and then you call me or you send a text message. When you get into Biafra land, you call 090. Let me get the number, please. Do bear with me for a second. Let me get the correct number for you to call when you get to Biafra land. 090.
Okay. 090.
Yes, 907.
Yes.
765.
Yes.
89.
Okay.
Okay.
Go again.
090.
Uh-huh.
907.
907, uh-huh.
765.
8-9.
Call that number when you get here.
Okay, thank you, my director.
Thank you.
And I pray that God will bless you and bless your family.
The same, and bless yours as well. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct. Thank you very much. That very message about Wazobia was given to us by Ugonwa Ikechukwu. Thank you very much, Ugonwa. I don't know if she's in Aba or where she's staying at the moment. Please, I want to know the exact Wazobia station that carried that very news. It seems that even PDP and APC are now cooperating to try and stop Radio Biafra. As I told them, in the end, we always win. PDP said we are funded by APC. APC said it is PDP. Mad people. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? For the last time, I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you very much. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
My name is Chine Zewala. I'm calling from Biafra land.
Where in Biafra land are you?
Naba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm happy seeing this dream coming true because I was born and brought up in Lagos. On many occasions. Hello?
We are live and to the whole world. Please continue saying what you're saying. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is that the experience I've experienced in Lagos, I thank God I'm back in my land, be in Biafra land. Because when you go to find work, they find that you are Igbo people, they will not give you the work. They will decide, they will do the tribalism something. They will give themselves work. I look. I said, what is this? I have where I come from. I said, okay, let me go back to my land, being Biafra. I'm happy very much. I can see the spirit in me, seeing Biafra coming through. Because when I do the election, the last election I did, American people said that in 2015, Biafra will come, there will be, you know, Nigeria can cut into two, which I can see. I thank you for God bringing you out to say the truth, to say the fact. Let people know, if you are Igbo, you didn't believe in Biafra, you are bastard, you are idiot, you are bamboo. Try to believe in yourself, believe in Biafra. That's what I believe. I believe one day that promised land, God is going to take us there, as Moses take their people to land of Israel. I believe God is going to do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And may God also bless you. Thank you. We have received your message. Ifani Udogo, Udogu or Udog, you put W, U, so it is Udogu or Udog. I don't know how to pronounce it, because if you spell it correctly, I will pronounce it correctly. Thank you very much. I have received your message and we have taken it on board as well. Thank you very, very much. If you want to send us a WhatsApp message, our WhatsApp number is +44783130836. I repeat, if you want to send a message on WhatsApp, if you want to join us there, it is +44 or 0044 or 00944, depending on where you are. 7831308376. We are live, we are direct, and we are Radio Biafra before we set off this morning again, because we move about every blessed day to spread this very gospel. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. My name is Mark BK Ihejirika Ihejirika. I am calling from land of Biafra, Aba.
Thank you.
I called you yesterday to encourage all my fellow Biafrans all over the world. I am calling you again today to tell them they should be strong and stand firm to see the Biafra army destroyed. I will be the most grateful to Almighty God, Chukwuebiama, seeing Biafra come to stay. I also want to encourage you. I know there are so many Sambalas and Tobias out there, because when I read the book of Nehemiah, the scripture of the Holy God given to their friends to look into and know their time, I came to understand that Nehemiah wanted to go and rebuild Jerusalem as you have came to rebuild Biafra. And there were so many discouragers who have gathered themselves to mock and scorn the work which is at hand. But I want to tell you, they were amount to nothing. Because if they were able to amount to nothing in the days of Nehemiah, they shall amount to nothing. And I also want to encourage all the Biafrans all over the world who have been doing evangelism. This year I'm going for evangelism. I gathered a group of young people and I started to lecture them via the lectures I've received from you, our director, Nambe Kano. And they yelled to me, and when I was going, they were happy clapping for me and telling me they would not vote. That's by the way. But I also want to tell every one of them who is passing through scorn, who people have been telling, you are talking nonsense, that's why it's not going to come. It did not start today. Even the Jews, our fellow brothers in Israel, in Jerusalem, so many of their brothers, even when they wanted to go and take the Canaan land, Moses sent Joshua and Caleb and other members and the elders of Israel. They go and view the land, find the land, and find out the kind of people that is dwelling in the land, and will go in and take it. When they came back, the 10 of the elders who separated themselves and said to Moses and the children of Israel, we are like grasshopper in the eyes of those people, they are giants. Just like some of the Jephthahs are looking this infidel, this defied soldiers as giants. I have seen them as ants. And Joshua and Caleb will tell them, these people are ants. In our eyes, they are nothing. We are going to kill them and take the land. And that was exactly what happened. And God spoke to Moses and said to Moses, see, tell Joshua and Caleb, this generation that said these people are giants will not enter the land. The new Joshua and Caleb will enter the land. And it is written in the book of the Holy Bible. Go there and read it. And Joshua and Caleb enter the land, even in old age. I want to encourage every Biafran in all over the world, in Amsterdam, in London, UK, in England, in America, in Sweden, in Thailand, in South Africa, in Senegal, in Ghana, in Biafra, in the zoo, wherever you are, march together towards Biafra. Let's take this man by force. Let's tear this army down. Let's pull them down. Let's bring them to nothing. Let us show their shame to the whole world. The Bible already has said that you make them to end up as nothing. You make them to end up as non-existing things.
you will make them to end up in shame. The Bible says we will see their end, they will end up like nothing. Therefore, let all of us march forth together. We are not going to look at the people. After all, God does not even go with battalions. God always go with you, few who are dedicated and ready to die. Like in the days of Gideon, God went with you. In the days of Deborah, God went with you. In the days of Joshua, God went with you. We are going to be few. We are going to march and tear them down. This is a holy war. We are going to fight it, and we will have Biafra, that our children may have a record, the record of us. Director, I hope you are listening to me.
Live and direct, of course we are. Thank you.
God will strengthen you.
He said.
God will give you wisdom.
He said.
God will give you knowledge.
He said.
God will give you understanding to pilot the affairs of the Biafras. And we shall march into this great land, the land of milk and honey, the land that is the place where the sun rises from. The people of the sun are mighty people. The Bible called them wise men. I want to tell you what you have done on the ground already. God has always used you and will continue to use you. I want to encourage all the Biafrans here, my boys all over the world. Let us march in unity. Let us march in oneness. I'm clearly defied and I picked up a policeman yesterday. I was very happy. In one of the fidelity banks, he wanted to mess up with me, bring out his belt to flog me. As he raised his belt, I landed the better slap and blow upon his face. He thought he can do anything. At the end of the day, he was watching me. I went to the and go my way. I want to encourage this dear friend. Let's deal with these people. They are nothing. They are defied. They sleep with harlots. They take pride on the way. The Bible says, whosoever I take pride is defied. They are defied. The politicians are defied. We will tear all of them down. I want to encourage you, dear friends. We will reign. Our God is Chukwu Adeoma. He is the God, the supreme of all supreme masters. It has been reigning, and we are his children must reign. Director, I have a book I'm already preparing. I would like the book to get to your hands so that you know how to organize it and send it to all the Biafras. This is my number. I want you to get in touch with me so that we can talk. There are some secrets I want to leak to you. There are some facts I want to give you, and I will be very, very happy to see you reach me so that I can give you the secrets and the facts you need to work on too. I am calling from Aba. I am in Biafra land. And I will remain in Biafra land if Biafra comes to stay. God will bless you. Chukwuadeoma will bless Biafra. Chukwuadeoma will bless every of your crew who has been working and laboring with you or former. God will bless them. God will not bless you. God will bless Barista. God will bless he who has financed and has given you the wife's car, who has also contributed for the half of the Radio Biafra to come to stay. God will punish Owaziliki and all the Masop members. God will teach them a very deep lesson. Their crackers will be left outside in Biafra. They will all die in that zoo. God will bless you. God will bless Biafra. God will bless your family. God will preserve you. God will sustain you. God will keep moving forward with you. As God has called you, God will never let you down.
He say, Chukwu Adeoma asked us to come. There is no way that he can let us down. Hands are clean, conscience very, very clear. I have never stolen, I have never kidnapped before. I have never, ever before sold the interest of my country to the enemies of my country. I don't dine with politicians. I don't take their money. I don't answer a Biafran by the day and at night. I'm a Nigerian. I have not danced with Mrs. Jonathan. I have not sewn any uniform with her. I have never invited Al Mustafa to my house. I have never campaigned for Hakim. I have never gone out before to endorse Okorocha. I have always remained a Biafran. And so shall it be till my dying day. No retreat, no surrender, Biafra or death. Simple as that. Biafra or death. And we are live this very morning. We are direct. And even Chukwu Adeoma is listening. When I tell you what Radio Biafra does, that we are a juggernaut, you don't believe me, do you? I said to Jonathan, as long as Radio Biafra is on the air, we are going to expose the iniquity that is Nigeria for the whole world to see. What we do, as I said, we shine light where there is darkness. Most of you don't understand what I mean. We expose the zoo to the world to have a look at it. And today they're investigating them. Everywhere. Do you know, for the very first time, CNN is now reporting and corroborating. Remember when I told you that you can buy a child here? Remember when I told you that? People thought I was joking. Do you know that CNN today has carried a report based on what Radio Biafra said, that you can buy a boy or a girl in Nigeria if you want? It's here now. CNN is reporting it now. Because the Andorcha, most of you will not believe us. I told you, anything you hear on Radio Biafra is the truth. When first you hear it, you say, oh, it's impossible. They cannot be saying the truth. But eventually, I told you, eventually, another source will confirm it. Somebody asked a question. It really depends on what you want to buy. Is it a boy or a girl? Young or old, you can buy. A man, CNN called somebody. The man on the phone was, according to CNN, they were offering us young children with the casualness of a market trader. After a week of back and forth phone calls, his initial congenance had given way to greed. He's heard my foreign accent and clearly decided I will pay more than the domestic rate. You can buy children here. Under Jonathan, who you want to go and vote. This is CNN, and I want this thing advertised. Everybody on IPOB admin, I want, as part of today's tweet, say no to the buying of children in Nigeria. That the world may know that this place is satanic. We have brought the light, that is Radio Biafra, to shine upon the darkest recesses of this iniquitous habitation of every evil person known to man. Iniquity upon iniquity. Evil has come here. According to CNN. I said, watch it. We talked about electricity. World energy is now looking at the zoo. Children selling, everything we said, I said the whole world. Obama listens to Radio Biafra. There is nobody who doesn't listen to Radio Biafra. Go and ask them, they will tell you. Anything we ask you to do, just do it. As Obi Obiano, our brother, will say from Los Angeles. Now, last you know, if you don't vote on Saturday, 12 months from now, you'll be answering a free Biafran citizen. That is a catalyst. If you do not vote, what you have done is to send a signal and a notice to the whole world that you're prepared to leave the zoo and you'll be gone. Britain cannot stop you. Who is Britain? I say, who is Britain? You think this is 67? What do you think they will do? They will do nothing. Nothing. They will do nothing, I said. They bleed the same way we bleed. They have red blood flowing through their veins the same way we are. They kill us and we kill them. You think the world, which I can't afford again, going for, you are mad. The person is mad. CNN is now investigating the zoo. The report is here. It is here. I want it circulated extensively everywhere. It is corroboration of what Radio Biafra has been saying. It is here. It was sent. Children for sale. Heartbreakingly easy to find and ravaged Nigeria. The zoo is ravaged. That Nigeria has is ravaged to the ground. You don't want to listen to us. The zoo is finished. The report is here. When was it prepared? March 24, 2015, by Nima Elbagher of CNN. Prepared. You can buy children. You want to go out and vote? Maybe. No wonder you are black and monkeys and baboons. Go and vote now. Go and vote. Mad people. This is maybe. CNN. Your children will go missing. More of them will go missing. Oh, Chineken. I can't continue, in fact. Good morning.